Just a reminder, today's conference is being recorded.
Welcome to the Children's Safety Network Start Safe, a fire and burn safety program for preschoolers and their families. We are delighted that you have joined us this afternoon. Just before we begin, I want to give a few instructions. If you're having any technical problems joining the webinar, please contact our web assistant, Karen Solis, at 617-618-2726 or at ksolis@edc.org. If you have been able to join the webinar but seem to be having problems, you can also type your question in the text box, which is on the left side of your screen in the Illuminate program, and Karen will assist you. This text box is for technical questions only. If you have a question for one of our speakers, please hold it until the question and answer session at the end. All audio is being generated through the phone, so please be sure the volume on your computer is muted. Okay, we're ready to begin. It's really my pleasure to present this webinar and introduce our two speakers, Mary Kay Appy, who's president of the Home Safety Council, and Dr. Angela Nicolai, who's the director of the education and outreach for the Home Safety Council. What they will be doing is providing you an overview of the Start Safe, a fire and burn safety program. They will also be sharing results and ideas from the Home Safety Expert Network members and early childhood educators who participated in a 12-week pilot test of this program. And this was done in 11 communities across the United States. They will also be discussing with us some best practices of how you can use this tool. We have designed it so we should have time for questions and answers at the end. So with that, let me turn it over to our speakers, Mary Kay and Angela.
Thank you, Sally. This is Mary Kay speaking, and I'm going to kick us off. And I'd first like to thank the Children's Safety Network for the wonderful invitation to speak to you all today. Start Safe is a brand new program from the Home Safety Council. We're not going to go into a lot of detail about who we are at the Home Safety Council. I'll just give you a brief intro. We're a nonprofit organization headquartered in Washington, D.C. Our mission is to help prevent the nearly 20,000 deaths and more than 21 million medical visits that occur each year in America because of accidents in and around the home. Fires and burns are the third leading cause of home-related injury death, but they're number one for children. And as you'll hear in this presentation today, preschool-age children are at particularly high risk to fires and burns. So among the many things we do at the Home Safety Council, and we'll give you a website later so you can check that all out, we are focused today on a brand new program called Start Safe. It's a fire and burn safety program for preschoolers and their families, and we're just so happy to tell you about it. So let me just give you a brief introduction to this program. Start Safe is designed as a partnership between preschool teachers and fire and life safety educators. It's to give them great tools to use to help address a very serious problem. And we see the partnership as really helping not just the children, but their entire families. You'll learn today that our major focus for the children is very simple, and the scope of what we try to teach them educationally is narrow by design. We're really teaching them to be able to understand what in their home is or could get hot, and to stay away from those things. And then we're also encouraging the fire department, fire and life safety educator, or folks from the public health community, or other safety experts in the community to go into the classroom and work not only with the children, but very importantly, to work with their parents and caregivers to make changes at home that are going to keep children safe. So this partnership is by design. You're going to learn how we've been testing it in communities across America to create a great model to keep children safe at home. I'd like to thank the folks who made this possible. We got a major grant last year from the Department of Homeland Security through their Assistance to Firefighter grants, the AFG grants. And Tyco International also joined us as a private sector funder, helping to support the training of fire department and Head Start teams across the country. And then First Alert donated smoke alarms so that we could make these available free of charge for the fire service to install in the homes of low-income Head Start families. In delivering this program and developing it, we also need to say a special thank you to Weekly Reader Custom Publishing. Weekly Reader has been around for more than 100 years in America, and they've helped us on many programs here at the Home Safety Council. We just love them. We were very excited that for the first time we joined forces with the National Head Start Association, who helped forge the program from the very beginning with early focus groups that were done through the Head Start classrooms, through teachers, parents and caregivers to really advise the design of the program. Our friends at Fire Protection Publications at Oklahoma State University helped a lot because they've been doing specific research on how preschoolers learn safety messages. And as we go forward today, you'll learn about that. And then Proliteracy, the world's largest adult literacy organization, has been our partner for many years as well, because we want to make sure, especially when we're working with parents and caregivers, that materials are suitable for adults in our country who read at or below basic levels in English. So it was quite a team, and we loved working with them all. Now, why was it important for the Home Safety Council to create Start Safe? Well, we know that preschool-age children have a higher than average risk of dying or being injured in a fire or being burned. In fact, the older adult community is number one for fire deaths. Preschool-age kids are number two overall. And it's very important that we reach those families with appropriate materials, but in studies that the Home Safety Council has done in the past, we know that fire departments, for example, who are very engaged and energetic and reaching elementary school populations across the country, particularly during the month of October, which is Fire Safety Month, our studies were showing that they were not as active by far in preschool classrooms, and this was a problem because preschoolers are actually at higher risk than our elementary school kids. So one of our goals was really to help the fire service understand that risk reduction in the community would require them to expand their educational activities into the preschool audiences. Now, as I mentioned, very few of them prior to this program were really active in the preschool setting. About 80% of the activities going on through fire department educational programs was done in elementary school. So Start Safe is all about bridging a very important gap. The basic message for the preschoolers focuses on one important concept: I spot something hot. That's really a pretty important thing for these little kids to understand, and they love learning it. And you'll see that we've created tools to help make that easy to teach and fun for the kids to learn. We also created tools, which you'll see in a moment, for their parents and caregivers. We know that preschoolers are not the same as elementary school when it comes to learning safety concepts. So it's important that we not overwhelm them with information. This program was designed for kids ages 4, 5, and 6, although in our pilot testing we found that it was also appropriate for age 3-year-olds, especially if it was a little later in the year and they were a bit more mature. But the design of the program was 4, 5, and 6-year-olds. As I said before, we're emphasizing I spot something hot and repeating it a lot, which I'm doing here, so that you'll share with me an understanding of what the primary focus of the education program is for the children. Now, what you're seeing in this slide is a child looking at a poster. There are hot items on the poster and cool items on the poster. And one of the activities that we arrange for the children is that they go up to the poster and they're able to point out, I spot something hot. Maybe it's a curling iron or a candle. So there are a lot of activities and kind of active game type learning. This is not a program where children just sit and learn by rote. It's very experiential. We also, through the Start Safe program, expose kids to the sound of a smoke alarm so that they know what the sound is. But because the educational messaging about how you get out of a building or how you get out of your home if the smoke alarm sounds is a very complicated process, we don't try to teach these young children that. We instead teach the kids only the little part they can learn, and we save the more complicated lessons for their parents and caregivers. However, we make sure that the preschool teachers are doing fire drills in the Head Start or in the preschool classroom, and we encourage kids that this is something they should do at home as well with the grown-ups in their lives. You'll hear from Angela and me today how important caregiver education is. I actually have been doing fire safety education throughout my whole career. I started back in 1981 doing primarily fire safety education, and then I spent 13 years at the National Fire Protection Association in charge of public education programming there at a national level. And through my career, much of my attention was focused on comprehensive safety education for kids, largely school-based education focusing on children. It's only been within the last several years, with research coming out about the number of children, for example, who sleep through smoke alarms and how complicated it is for them to learn some of these messages, that the light bulb went on for us at the Home Safety Council. We realized that if we were going to affect behavior in a person's home and do such important risk reduction concepts, teach those important messages to install new smoke alarms and exactly how you map out a home fire drill, well, that's going to be beyond the capacity of a lot of children, and it's really an adult responsibility. So Start Safe reflects the philosophy that educating caregivers is really job one. That's a primary focus of this. And working with Head Start, we had access to a really important population of families who were in lower socioeconomic status with lower levels of education. That's the very profile of the people and families who are at highest risk of fire. So this partnership gave us access to a really important audience. Now, in the Start Safe program, we have a DVD, pardon me, that helps the fire and life safety educators work with the adults. So it goes kind of step by step. And we've created materials to send home with the parents that were designed in partnership with adult literacy experts to deliver information in both English and Spanish that parents could really understand and act upon. In terms of the fire and life safety advocates, such as you all out there, we've created a package that really makes it quite easy to teach these lessons. Everything you need is in this little envelope, and you will all be getting one of those after this webinar, so we'll look forward to hearing your reactions to them. Head Start is the national partner, but please know that if there are other low-income preschools in your community, or for that matter, any preschool in your community, these materials are very flexible and can work pretty much everywhere. Our choice at the Home Safety Council was to work with the lower income level families because we know that's a particularly high fire death rate population. Let's quickly run through what's in the envelope. You'll see program materials that are in English and Spanish. They're highly visual, and they're especially designed to meet the needs of young preschool-age children. This slide shows the big book, which is an oversized kind of teaching tool that's like a story, and children see different rooms of a home, and they come up and they identify in each of the frames what is hot and what is not in those in those frames. So a kitchen, a bathroom, a living room, they're pointing out the hot things, and we're teaching them to stay 3 feet away. Also, there are 30 parent brochures and 30 mini versions of that big book, so the children can actually take one home and read it over and over again with their families at home. The big book features our mascot, Rover the Home Safety Hound, who is pictured here on the left of the slide, and Freddy Flashlight is his sidekick. And we have two new little Dalmatian puppies, Wiggle and Giggle, designed especially to appeal to preschoolers. They're very popular. This parent brochure helps communicate the important information about behavioral changes at home, installation of key safety devices such as smoke alarms and anti-scald devices, ways to protect kids from fires and burns that really only the parents and caregivers can do. There are two planning guides. One, the pumpkin shaded one, is for the fire and life safety educator to define and describe their role in Start Safe. And then a special one for the classroom teacher. Working together, they reinforce the lessons and kind of fill in and repeat what is important for the kids to know and also what their parents should know. So, oops, I'm sorry, forgive me. I knew there was a button I was not supposed to push, and I did, sorry. Close your eyes.
Mary Kay, you may want to just press the all the way back. That button and go forward.
Well, I'm halfway through. Anyway, please forgive me for doing that. I wanted to show you what you will get in your package. Okay, here we are. Sorry, folks. There's an introductory DVD that will help you orient yourself to the Start Safe program, and it has different educational tools on there, as well as the basic overview and the whole premise of why we designed Start Safe the way we did. In segment two, you'll see all of the materials that are in the package. It'll walk you through that visually. A third segment, narrated by Nancy Trench from Oklahoma State University, talks about what makes preschoolers special and what is in Start Safe that is based on the newest research in how young children learn safety messages and what the fire service and other educators need to do with these preschoolers to be especially effective. Angela is featured in Evaluating the Start Safe Program, segment four. She'll talk to you a little later. Then there's a segment that illustrates basic fire and burn messages for the parents with lots of specially designed visuals with photographs to actually show what we mean by the safety messages. It took a long time for us to assemble these, so that's a really great tool to use with parents and caregivers in your community. There's a PowerPoint presentation as well that's on our website, which allows you to be in command of your parent presentation, and you can then customize it based on the risks in your own community. The DVD that I just mentioned features me going through the messages, but the PowerPoint is another tool that can be used more in a more customized way for you. All of these materials, this is an important slide right here, because all of the materials are available, they're downloadable for free at the Home Safety Council website, homesafetycouncil.org/StartSafe program. We will continue to update this website with stories from the field, with new tools and information. It's going to be the place for folks to go to continue to refresh and update their Start Safe programs. Now, best practices, I'm going to turn it over to Angela.
Thank you, Mary Kay. Those of you who are new to the Home Safety Council, may not know that my doctorate's actually in behavioral sciences and health education with an emphasis on children. However, I want to give credit to Nancy Trench, one of our partners, for many of the following slides, which I'm going to go through extremely rapidly in the interest of time. Start Safe uses the science of developmentally appropriate early childhood education practice to really increase our knowledge of educational effectiveness. It's important in this program that we strive to maximize children's learning because we have a very small window of opportunity. Children have very short attention spans, particularly 3, 4, 5, and 6-year-olds, so the teachable moment's very brief, so we have to make the most of it in the work we do. We start with the basics of child development, how children grow, develop, and learn, and have been putting this at the forefront of our thinking since day one on this grant. We want to measure growth and development in a number of ways. Social developmental milestones, including their ability to share, to take turns, and to wait in line. Physical development includes both large motor skills, such as walking and running, and small motor skills, such as using a spoon, coloring with a marker, etc. And we bore this in mind as we developed the activities. Also, cognitive developmental milestones, building their vocabulary and helping them to solve problems by putting some of the pictures in order. Studies by Nancy Trench and her colleagues at Oklahoma State University compared the knowledge and abilities needed to accomplish fire safety skills with child development milestones. And looking at the two together, collectively, we're able to assess age appropriateness and match the key fire safety messages to the teaching methods that we use. At OSU, some of the study outcomes led us to update some common fire safety messages using a vocabulary that's more comprehensible to young children. So what we learned was we needed to make better and more understandable messages, and here are a few of these examples. Children, we often talk about, you know, the concept of practicing a home escape plan with kids, but they don't understand the word plan at this age, but they do understand the word map. So we say, use a home escape map. They also don't know the word home escape, but they do know fire drill. So we say, practice a family fire drill using your escape map. And we also, you know, need to modify our message as well. We have traditionally been telling children to tell a grown-up if they find matches or a lighter, but we have to add and never touch. So the best messages within the Start Safe program are to have a home escape map, practice your family fire drill, tell a grown-up if you find matches or a lighter, and never touch. In Start Safe, we focus on one simple concept, as Mary Kay said, I spot something hot. We teach children to identify and to stay away from things in the home that are hot. And that's the crux of this program. It's much more appropriate than traditional fire safety messages such as stop, drop, and roll and crawl low under smoke for this age group. So while stop, drop, and roll may be good for elementary age students, it's beyond the mastery of most preschool students. While children at about age 5 can follow directions with 3 parts and in the proper sequence, younger children can't. That's why stop, drop, and roll is not a priority in this program, well beyond the capability of most 4-year-olds to understand and follow directions with a 3-part sequence. Yes, of course, they can repeat stop, drop, and roll, but they frequently mix up their stop, drop, and roll with go low under smoke, and when you ask them to demonstrate it, it's not very effective. So, if you're a teacher and you still want to teach this message, it's important to repeat it a number of times to make sure that all the children can practice at the same time, because it's difficult at this age for them to wait their turn. And also, you must show the children yourself how to do it rather than just ask them to model it. In Start Safe, we've really customized the home fire and burn safety to the level of the preschooler by replacing these traditional, more complex messages with these simpler messages. And for family escape planning, we simplified that as well. What we say is, go outside and stay outside. Because children can understand this, they can go outside, stay outside, and it's just 2 simple steps that they need to take. In terms of parents, what are we talking about with them in terms of fire and burn safety? Well, the key message is to make sure their home is protected with working smoke alarms and that they plan how they'll help their children escape in a fire. Because most often, fire occurs at night when children are in deep sleep. They're disoriented. They often do not wake up to the sound of the smoke alarm. So So we need to ask parents to develop a plan, who gets which child, and if one parent has been overcome by smoke, how do you handle that situation? Not only do you discuss it, you need to practice the family fire drill. So what we love about Start Safe is that we're prioritizing the key messages with the greatest potential to save lives. It includes simple, developmentally appropriate messaging for children. And it really gives very specific and actionable messages to parents and caregivers to keep themselves and their children safe. If you are either a firefighter on the call or early childhood education, doesn't matter which, it's important to stick to the script, to keep it short, because the children will fidget and then you'll lose their attention. And use simple words like firefighter rather than captain, or fire truck or fire engine instead of apparatus. Positive words are important. Children don't know the difference between real and pretend. So we don't say, do not hide under a bed if there's a fire in your house, because that's what they'll remember in the time of panic. Rather, tell them, go outside, stay outside. We don't want them remembering the dangerous behavior. Repetition is key, and that's why I spot something hot is a phrase in the song and in all of the materials. And it's important, I think, not only to have the messages repeated within the same lesson, but across lessons. So if you can provide this more than once in the classroom to the children, it's terrific. And in fact, they'll have more fun the second time because they'll remember what they learned the first time. Also, working with small groups is key, and not to frighten the children, because a scared child can't listen. Fear shuts down their ability to remember information, but they're easily overwhelmed by blunt facts about the effects of fire. Some people believe it's appropriate to bring images of burned toys or clothing, or discuss losing a pet, but that's really not appropriate at this age group. It can be even more harmful than beneficial overall. So preventing anxiety is important. And just a special key point here, that children are often taught to be careful of strangers. So as a visitor, you may be a stranger to them, and it becomes some cognitively dissonant for them to be approaching a stranger while at the same time being told by adults that they care about to not approach them. So wait for the teacher to introduce you, move slowly into your presentation, sit down with the children to chat, and if you're with the fire service, put your gear on after you've entered the classroom. And follow, you know, obviously in this day of H1N1, washing hands is important too. So, you know, in terms of the fire service, you want to show them your gear because you don't want them to be afraid of you in an emergency. You want them to recognize what you look like in your mask and your clothing. But they need to know that you're the same friendly firefighter or teacher with and without the gear. So we've included a classroom poster showing a firefighter in station gear and in full protective equipment, including a self-contained breathing apparatus, so they can familiarize themselves with the gear in the event that a firefighter is not available to come for that lesson. Also, the gear should be clean, not filled with the toxins that often are emitted in a fire. And so a demonstration set of gear in the firehouse is terrific. And also the SCBA, you know, this mask can be frightening. So, you know, put it on, connect it, talk with it on, and let the children approach you to touch it. Let them touch the gloves, helmets, and turnout fabric so that they understand what they look like. Be positive and sincere, smile, relax. And professionals, as adults, we have to be good role models too, because children mimic our behavior. So when we're riding in a car, make sure we buckle up, that we wear our helmet when we're riding our bike, and that we're using the crosswalk anytime we're out in the streets. The preschool teachers have been just phenomenally positive about this program. They've helped the fire service in a number of ways, including introducing the firefighter, helping direct the children's questions, and importantly, informing about children who might have had a fire or burn experience so that the firefighter can be particularly sensitive or the teacher to that issue. We also want parents and caregivers, because they're the prime movers in this program, they're the ones that are going to affect the change in the home, to understand the issue. And we've created a PowerPoint that's online and a DVD that comes in the kit to help teach the adults about fire and burn. We also have a number of educational materials that we've created especially for this program that are relatively easy to read and illustrated, and those are available. And also, department educators who may or may not be in the fire service with you or in classrooms, they also need to be trained as well on how to use the program and the consistency within the messages in terms of the classrooms and the station tours. We have media and talking points for you. So what's terrific about Start Safe is that any member of the fire service, from a rookie to a veteran, can use this, and teachers as well. There are simplified messages, but it's important to be alert for any sign of children in the classroom who might be playing with or using fire tools. Fire setting behavior is very dangerous and can start from a relatively young age. So this requires professional intervention. So if the teacher tells you that someone is involved in child fire play, be sure that you get them the appropriate referral. So following these tips and using the Start Safe material, both teachers and public health professionals and firefighters can make a great team to keep children and their families safe. And I want to thank you all for, you know, doing your part when you receive these materials in the mail. Now we'll move on to some highlights from the field that we've already experienced. Mary Kay?
Thank you, Angela. Well, as we've described before, the evaluation was really to kind of test out the program before we considered taking it to scale. We wanted to know, how did the team training that we conducted for 13 different community teams, how did the training itself go? What were the materials like? How were the users pleased or not? What changes might they recommend? And we asked our 13 teams, only 11 of them have completed it, two more are underway right now. We asked them to track the changes in knowledge and changes in the home safety environment reported by parents who participated in this program. So our evaluation was conducted by an independent evaluator, and we had a lot we wanted to do over the 10-week pilot phase. The methods involved surveys of teachers, the parent advocates in the Head Start settings, fire service educators. Our evaluator did follow-up interviews with all the participants. We had a pre-test and a post-test of parent knowledge through the Head Start setting. I will pause and let you all know that probably the most important part of this whole program from our perspective was reaching the parents. That also proved to be the most challenging part. No surprise there, but we did document some good results. It was challenging, however, to reach these busy Head Start parents. However, we wanted to document what changes took place at home as a result of Start Safe, and we do have some preliminary data to share with you. The team that, in our minds, the ideal team to pilot this was the Head Start teacher, a fire service educator, and one of the parents from the Head Start designated as the parent advocate. So it was three-person teams. We asked them to make a plan before they started the 10-week pilot. We wanted there to be at least 4 classroom presentations, one of which had to be done by the fire service educator. The fire service educator was also expected to conduct a presentation specifically for the parents and an additional family event whenever possible. We had the key messages that we were tracking, and we obligated them to complete surveys and interviews as part of the pilot test. From April to July of 2009, these were the 11 communities across the country that participated in our pilot site implementation phase. Those of you who are familiar with the fire service might be able to see that this, in terms of fire service representation, there was a range of fire departments. Some were urban, large-scale urban fire departments. Some were combination career firefighters and volunteer firefighters, mostly in a suburban setting, and we had a couple of volunteer fire departments as well. Two more pilots are now underway, one of which is in Nowata, Oklahoma, on the Cherokee Nation. So we are also going to have some results in the next few weeks on the use of the Start Safe program with Native American families. And then Champaign, Illinois is doing a secondary evaluation study for us as well. And there they are. Oh, Trenton, New Jersey. It was a kind of an add-on when our funder from Tyco wanted to do something special with their community partners in Trenton. So they asked us to go back in and implement Start Safe there as well, and we're doing that. Let me share a few of the lessons learned. Overall, we were extremely pleased. The partnership model of pairing up the Head Start teachers, the fire service educators, and the parent advocates, our theory that they all could do better working together than anyone could do individually was borne out. Most of our participants are eager to continue to deliver Start Safe. All the materials were well received. The kids loved it. And so they're all standing by. We're looking for more funding now so that we can expand it. The reaction was super. A few culminating activities. Our team sent in some photos. This is the team from St. Paul, Minnesota. They had a culminating experience where they had a fire and ice cream social where all the parents at the Head Start, they had more than 100 show up for this. Their children gave the fire service a chance to review home escape maps with the families and just have a great evening experience. Vancouver, Washington did some really cute things. They sent an invitation to all the parents where the children actually made these hats with the date of the parent meeting on the hat to remind these, again, very busy parents that something special was going on at the Head Start involving the fire department. Thomasville, North Carolina, this is one group. You can see Dolly Hewlin kind of towards the back. She was really amazed that one little three-year-old learned the lesson so well that he was the one leading everybody in explaining how to spot something hot. And he also repeated another phrase that we teach them when they see something dangerous. We teach these children to say, "Code Red Rover, grown-up, come over," so that a grown-up will come and fix the hazard. Well, this little three-year-old was just a star. Philadelphia did all kinds of stuff. They had, what was it, Angela, 30 parents that completed pre- and post-tests.
Yes,
something
amazing.
Like that. A really great turnout for the parents, and it's not easy to get pre- and post-tests, believe me, from the same parent. So they did a super job. They created a whole learning center around Start Safe, and this is an example of that. As I said, involving these parents was difficult. Some of the parents, the children are bused to the Head Start setting, so the parents don't actually drop off and pick up, which means they're not always at the Head Start. And so what we've been doing with our teams is to say, yes, we know this is challenging to actually create time with the parents to learn these lessons. The Head Start system encourages parent involvement and also encourages the teaching of safety lessons. But still in all, it took having incentives, certainly a lot of repeated invitations. Some of them did it as a full parent meeting, some one-on-one. So we're just learning what were the best practices in terms of really reaching the parents, and we will be following those and sharing those as well. As I said, there is a special website, homesafetycouncil.org/startsafeprogram. We're in the process of collecting the various teams' stories, and those are starting to get posted now, and we'll continue to update those pretty much to give good ideas to others who want to replicate this program. Now, the guru of evaluation from the Home Safety Council, our favorite Angela Nicolite, is going to run you through some of the early results.
Thank you, Mary Kay. And I want to stress that these are preliminary evaluation metrics that we gathered in order to share them with our pilot sites. We brought them all together in the middle of September to hear not only what the quantitative results were of the pilot site, but also to have qualitative information. And from that debriefing, We are going to be revising the materials with an additional grant if we receive it. The what I want to show you most importantly in this is that the Start Safe program educational intervention led to behavior changes. And we knew that these behavioral changes are proxies to reductions in fire-related deaths, injuries, and incidents. So among the parents who participated in the pilot, we installed 31 smoke alarms in homes that had none. And that's a huge, huge benefit because 50% of the fire deaths in this country occur in the 6% of homes with no working smoke alarms. 94% of homes have alarms. Some, of course, don't work, but others do. And so we really think we made great progress. We also installed additional smoke alarms in homes that needed them. So families may have had only one smoke alarm in the living room area, but none in the bedroom or in the basement. So we augmented their supply and provided additional layers of safety. And we replaced 66 old batteries with new ones for smoke alarms. Prior to the program, only about 21 families had mapped out their escape plan, but after the program, 85 families had. And of those 21 plus 85, 90 of them practiced their family fire drill during the pilot study. Looking at the data more globally, we know that in 3 out of 5 parents made a change in their home, either related to smoke alarms or fire escape planning. We also conducted an evaluation through Weekly Reader. They typically include the evaluation in every program that went out. And so in late March, early April of this year, we sent Start Safe to 6,750 Head Start centers nationwide. That's, of course, just the tip of the iceberg. We want to get more funding to send it to many more programs across the country. But in terms of teacher students and parents, assuming that each student program reached one parent, we've had about a reach of 900,000 so thus far. The evaluations, however, are due back to us at the end of November. So we anticipate doubling or even trebling that statistic. We also conducted an evaluation of the quality of the materials, not only the reach through Weekly Reader. And if you look here, almost 100% of the educators rated the overall value of Start Safe as excellent or above average. That's unprecedented for us. You know, we sometimes will get a few average responses, and maybe even a below average from one or two people. But this is the first time that we've had almost uniformly excellent or above average. And overall, the program received a 4.74 on a 5-point scale. So we're really delighted. And with the feedback that we got from the Start Safe communities who did the pilot, we're going to improve and make it even better. In terms of utilization, it's been terrific in that 3/4 of the teachers reported that they watched the I Spot Something Hot DVD with their students. 88% read the book, big book, 87% photocopied and distributed activity sheets that are in the materials to use with their students. And almost all of the teachers reported that they had distributed the booklets to the parents and the caregivers. And what we're really delighted about is the program effectiveness. All of the survey respondents observed an increase in their students' awareness of what might be hot. And with about 91% saying they were definitely more aware, and another about 9% saying they were somewhat more aware of things in the home that can be hot. And what was so exciting to us is that when we had our debriefing, the teachers had better, you know, some really innovative ideas that we had never considered it when we sent out the materials. For example, one of the teachers enlarged things that were hot and things that were not and laminated them and played musical chairs with the children. So no one was ever eliminated. They were allowed to go around the chairs, and if something was hot, they didn't sit on it. And if something wasn't hot, they did. So there were a lot of cute ideas that we learned that we're going to put into the next round. And the teacher comments from a qualitative perspective, very positive as well. And these are just a sample of probably 300 comments we've received to date through the evaluation. So in conclusion, our Start Safe program underscores the need for early childhood fire and burn safety education, both based on the deaths and injuries, this is a high-risk age group, but also the lack of materials in this area already. It reinforces just how important it is to involve parents and caregivers to help children keep safe from fire and burn injuries, because parents and caregivers are the ones who are going to make the physical changes at home and make the behavioral changes for the kids. And just in time for Fire Safety Month in October, all of you who are participating today will receive a free copy of the Start Safe program. And thanks to Sally and her team, we already have your names and addresses.